Purchasing the mall is kind of an exciting thing, right? The city is using its tools to be a catalyst to make sure that we don't have big areas of potential blight and you sort of lose control. That's a 30-acre property. It's quite significant. The city is a joint owner. We're not the sole owner. I think the hospital owns a portion of it as well. And some of the uses they've described are positive benefits to the community in terms of bringing more indoor sports space, more wellness space, and things like that. The thing about the mall project, I've been to the two public meetings. The next one's after the election, but I've been to the two public meetings they've held. And the thing about it is, before the city spent the money, I think it would have been a little bit better to have a clear idea of what we wanted to do. That's it's a big commitment to the mall. And usually when people put out resources like that, they have in mind a little bit better what they plan to do with it in a plan, for example, of making sure we get back the money that we spent to pay it. And I can see that there is a path for that potentially, as long as we're all thoughtful about how we do it. And if I'm on city council, I think that's an important consideration that I will bring to the table as we make decisions about that mall going forward.